Can you afford to be who you are? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Can you afford to be who you are? And unfortunately, most of us cannot afford to be who we are, because who we are is so spectacular, so wonderful, so beautiful, that if we were that, we wouldn't be the humans that we are. And we like to be the humans that we are. So now, how are we going to be the humans that we are? How are we going to be the humans that we would like to be? We say all is in divine order. Well, what's in divine order? Our human world? We say, I'm whole and perfect. Well, what's whole and perfect? Your spiritual realization of who you are, or your physical body that varies from moment to moment? We have a very interesting attitude about ourselves, and an interesting attitude about who and what we are, and we get ourselves into a lot of trouble with that, because we allow ourselves to pretend that the world that we live in is a world of reality, whereas the world that we live in is merely a reflection of what our thinking is. Now, what is your thinking? What is my thinking? Am I thinking that I am a beautiful being, that I am a divine being, that I am spiritually illumined? Am I thinking that I am the kind of person that I would enjoy being with? Or am I thinking that I'm the kind of person that I don't know that I'd like to be with? You know? I'm always crabbing, always complaining, always picking on the conditions of the world, or am I a happy person who goes around finding joy everywhere in the world and peace everywhere in the world and everything that's beautiful in the world? Is that what I look for? Is that what I go and find? Well, can I afford to be the kind of person that I am? Now, the kind of person that I am is a pretty high-priced person, pretty expensive person, because the person that I am is unconditionally loving, thoughtful. Person that I am is the revelation of all that is good and beautiful in the universe, in my world, in anything that I am. That's the person that I am. Now, if I want to be that person that I am, then I have to let go of all ideas that say that I am not. Now, how do I let go of ideas that say that I am not a good person? Have you ever wanted to kick yourself around the block for something silly that you did? Have you ever berated yourself or berated others? Have you ever seen anything in the world less than its marvelous qualities? If you have, then you haven't earned your place in being the divine that you are, because you have allowed yourself to think that something is real that's not real. And how terrible that is. We look at the various fairy tales and comic strips that are on Disney World and Disney shows, and like the princess who came from Nadia, and she came out of the sewer hole, you know, jumped out with her beautiful dress and never getting any dirt on it, and standing in the rain and the dress never getting wet, doing everything, and everything she did was just wonderful. And then people tried to force her to think that life is not so wonderful. The man who she met tried to tell her, it's not as wonderful as you think it is. It's not as happy as you think it is. Everything's not as beautiful as you think it is. Yeah. You have to face facts. You have to look at how things really are. And then she found that very difficult. And he taught her a new feeling, a new emotion. And that was the emotion of anger. She was so upset with him for saying no all the time, and she got after him, and she said, I cannot take this. I will not listen to him. And of course, she allowed herself to be angry. Well, when she allowed herself to be angry, she thought, gee, that's an interesting feeling. That's a real neat feeling, to be angry, to have this emotion of anger. And her other emotions were so positive and so joyous that they overrode the anger. She didn't want to go back to the anger. She didn't want to go back to the feeling of anger. And even when the fairy godmother, not fairy godmother, but the mother, stepmother of the prince was so mean and so terrible, she couldn't conceive of the fairy godmother, that is, the stepmother, of being anything but nice and wonderful. And she couldn't think of the prince as being anything nice and wonderful until she met another prince. And when she met the other prince, then she found there were other aspects to life than just going and being a fairy tale princess. Now, was her divine program to be a fairy tale princess? Well, yes, it was. Did she expand her consciousness to the awareness of being human? Yes, she did. Did she want to go back to being a fairy tale princess? No, not really. She continued being a fairy tale princess wherever she was. She continued being a most amazing girl right where she was, right with the human beings, even though she was a fairy tale person. Now, if we would look at that show and see, yes, it can be done. Because all of the things they wrote into it were things that were challenging her and things that were giving her a hard time. And she continued to be herself. She continued to be the beautiful person she was. She continued to do amazing things, like cutting dresses out of drapes and making them look really quite attractive. But of course, that naturally is done by the movie set people, but it doesn't make any difference. We were to think that she did it herself. And when she whistled and sang all of the underworld creatures, the rats and the mice and the what have you, came out to help her clean the house. And now, she didn't really have to do that. If she wanted to, she could just blink her eyes and wiggle her nose and say it's done and everything goes, and then it would be that way. But she didn't choose to do that because that was not the technique she had learned to use. The technique she had learned to use as a young lady was to invite her friends and neighbors in to join her in the games that she was playing. And the games she was playing were the games of good and happiness and right action in everything she did. And so, you see, can you afford to be the person you really are? Can you afford to be nice when all around you things appear to be not nice? Can you afford to see the world in a positive light when the world is seeing itself in not a very positive light? Yes, you can. But it takes training. It takes training. We don't have to unlearn all the things we have learned that make it difficult for us. We have to become aware that all the things that make it easy for us are right there too. And we just didn't choose to look at it. So there is no difficult and easy because all is one. It's just, what is it that pleases you? What is it that makes you happy? The difficult or the easy? And if the easy makes you happy, stay with it, flow with it, and you'll see that everything works out. Remember the last holiday? And remember how everything was so terrible? And she was going to die and all that good stuff? Well, along the way, all the doors opened for her because she completely released herself from feeling that she had to be the lady she was to be the lady that she could be. So in her last few moments, and even there, she was very gracious, always very loving, always very beautiful, and everything worked out perfectly for her, as movie stories do, and as our lives do too. Our lives work out more beautifully for us than we give them credit for. Because when Anita goes to New Zealand and she says, I'm living in a little house, and the little house is just what Sylvia wants. It has a white picket fence around it. See? Yeah. Whether Sylvia still wants a white picket fence or not is immaterial. Anita remembered Sylvia wanting a house with a white picket fence. And so Anita has that picture in her mind of what Sylvia wants. So if Sylvia wants to put another picture in Anita's mind, all she has to do is say, Oh, I dream all the time about living in a world of peace and love and harmony, where I am pure, unconditional love, and I'm surrounded by beautiful people who are just so fantastic. I'm just, that's my life. And my white picket fence, every board of the fence is one of my affirmations. And I look at each board and I think of its affirmation. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. And I just go around all the pickets of my picket fence and I say those beautiful things. And my house, one moment it's a castle, one moment it's a lovely little apartment, another moment it's whatever I choose it to be, moving constantly and yet staying the same, because that's how I create it. And so if Sylvia were to tell Anita these little things about things like that, Anita would be thinking about it and thinking of that's where Sylvia lives. And if Sylvia told everyone else, then that's where Sylvia lives. So Sylvia writes to her relatives in Switzerland, and she says, "Oh, my house is so beautiful. I have such a lovely house. It has such a lovely view over the vast valleys here," and da 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 da. And the family will think, "My goodness, you know, what a place she must have." And you do. And she says, "And then I have my own little lake out here. It's a miniature lake, and I have a goldfish in it, and I have this and that and the other thing, and I have all these lovely trees." And then the wind came along and blew one tree down, and so, zippity-doo-dah, it was out of the way. And everything I do is just wonderful in every way. But you see, can you afford to think at all times in whatever it is that you think is your dream, so that your dream can be realized, so that everyone thinks of your dream with you? Can you afford to do that? Well, you can. Do you want to? You can. Will you do it? No.
Yes.
You won't do it because you are always thinking, "I wish." Whereas your thought is your wish fulfilled. Mm-hmm. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.